When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Pocket? Yes, you can.
This has been another episode of Craig Facts.
Yeah.
I'd like to welcome to the show my esteemed panels. Tell everybody who you are, man, in the crowd.
Well, world, hello, world. I am Autobots. How y'all doing? Check me out. This is...
What's up, y'all? It's Snap. Snaptastic Pen. Yes, sir. To my right.
Yeah, man. I'm out there. Uncle Todd, man. You know what I'm saying? Uncle Todd Comedy.
The greatest drummer in podcasting history, DeJuan Brown. That's who I am.
You said the greatest German?
Drummer.
Oh, wow. I had no, nigga, you talk about cooning. That nigga's a whole German now.
The Germans
are coming to France. Is that German in France?
Somebody said you meant German chocolate.
I run the chocolate factory in Germany.
100% chocolate.
Heard y'all got Frankfurters over here.
Snap look like he robbed shipping containers.
Hey, just get on the ground. I ain't gonna kill nobody, all right? Where's the forklift? Who got the keys to the forklift?
Just got my license last week. I just got my license.
Make sure it's full of propane.
Definitely. You do look like you cold with a forklift, though. Like, nigga, you could get around the warehouse with your eyes closed, nigga, and knock that nothing over, nigga.
Like, what? No forklift? Grab a pallet jack.
He got written up for doing donuts in a forklift.
Yeah. He puts Armor All on his forklift tires. So he loves his forklift. This is my motherfucking forklift. Don't nobody try this. When I'm at work, I'm the only one driving this motherfucker, okay? Got 72 hours on it already. Okay? I know if you've been using my shit.
Chalk on the tires at the bottom. These tires can roll.
And nigga be in HR like, man, y'all ain't working me hard enough, okay? this shit is easy. I can drive two of these forklifts.
And nigga put Christmas lights on his forklift.
With a 49ers bumper sticker on the back.
Hey, and nigga got pictures of his daughter on the forklift dashboard. That nigga love forklifts, DeJuan.
You got your blue tack?
You should have seen him on the obstacle course in that. Oh,
radio station bumper sticker.
Yeah, definitely. Welcome to the live version of Craig Facts. We appreciate y'all coming out to support. Thank y'all.
Introduce yourself, Nichols.
Yeah, man.
Yo, y'all forgot. Yeah.
Who old, nigga?
We just figured y'all knew who we were, but it's a pleasure for you to meet me. Me too.
Right? I'm Blaze, hook shot to myself.
hook shot to himself. Shout out to myself.
He be blocking his own shot. Oh, shit out of here, myself.
Return to cinder.
Show myself.
Craig wearing this arguing hat right now.
Arguing hat.
You argue with that's a pussy. I deserve some pussy back.
All the Blaze's jokes sound like.
Welcome to Star Wars.
Oh man. Tell everybody who you are, man.
Diamani, I got the Fisher Price mic. It's my first time on the Craig Facts show. Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
Yes, sir.
What was that show that with the judge and the two big ass babies? It came on in the 80s. It was a movie. Damn.
A movie?
A judge and two big ass babies?
I think that.
Are you talking about Nothing But Trouble?
Nothing But Trouble. Yeah. The nigga looked like the babies from Nothing But Trouble.
If you're in an ambulance, you have a chance. And a hearse has got to be worse.
That was a great movie.
I love that movie. Hey, look at my wife on this.
Shout out, Ben.
Me and my wife, me and my sister know every line from that movie. We be watching it, she be like, how the fuck do y'all know every line from that movie?
Hey, everybody got that movie where they know damn near every line. What's your movie, Blaze?
Probably Pulp Fiction.
It's a great movie.
Okay. You had that Jerry Curl once, I bet.
Yeah.
One time or another.
Before he braided it up.
You already know what his favorite scene.
What's that?
When that nigga was getting fucked in the ass, that was the best part of the movie.
Have you seen it on a big screen, though?
No, that's a great movie.
Yeah. You talk like you ain't confidence, man.
What's your favorite part of Pulp Fiction?
Oh, man, I thought you were going to ask me about a movie. Pulp Fiction, I really didn't fool Pulp Fiction like that, but my movie was Hollywood Shuffle. You know what I mean?
That's a fire movie.
That's a great movie right there.
Tell the people what Hollywood Shuffle is for those who don't know.
Hollywood Shuffle is a great movie by Robert Townsend, man. Y'all need to go check that out, man. One of my favorite movies of all time.
How he did it is just as great as the movie.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
And it's a message. It's telling you how Hollywood, it's a shuffle to get up in that place. Yeah. And they really illustrating the people what the Hollywood Shuffle is and what it takes to get something done.
And it was funny, though. It was funny, though. That's the funny thing. The crazy thing.
But, Blaze, I think Hateful Eight is damn near close to Pulp Fiction, bro.
I love Hateful Eight.
Jackie Brown.
Hateful Eight is good.
Hateful Eight is the extended version.
It's so layered, nigga. It's so deep. It looked like a Western, but nah. Yeah.
It's Quentin Tarantino. They're both Quentin Tarantino films, so it make a lot of sense. Hateful Eight
is a
Benny's Haberdashery.
Oh. Where y'all rank Django?
Django
gotta be up there.
That might be his best movie.
Yeah, I think
Django so. Probably is my top three in the movie.
Yeah, that is mine.
Quentin's top three.
Yeah, Sweet Dave.
Oh my God.
I can barely hear that nigga right there.
Yeah. Blaine, stop talking like a subwoofer.
Hey, let's get something to go with Blaze's voice. You want to hop on the chord, big bro? Yeah. Hey.
Blaze up the jungle.
It is super loud.
Blaze up the jungle.
Watch out for that tree. What'd you say, Mason? We're gonna have you go bum 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 bum.
You weren't ready for that.
I was not ready for that.
This big bro, tell everybody in Craig Facts World who you are, man.
Wally Ali Jr.
Fire, one of the best musicians I ever met, man. Super fire, man. Heck yeah. You work with some folks too, man. Tell them who you done work with. They have no idea.
Oh, shit. I done work with everybody.
The West Coast. Anybody on the West Coast I've worked with, period, okay? From Roger Zapp themselves to the latest little niggas that's rapping. Everybody is up under my wing.
Even T-Pain called me all day.
Me and Boo Capone, we run all this. I was a West Side Connection.
I was fucking with King T when he was Prince T.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
See, I did Lean Like a Cholo as well. That was mine. Everything in the West Coast belongs to me. There's nothing that I haven't done West Coast wise. Okay, I don't know about that down south shit, but the West Coast wise?
Golf hats, Chuck Taylors.
All of that.
Cobra hats?
I mean, the visors to the side. I was there.
He was fucking with Battle Kitten.
Fucking with the alcoholics before they start drinking.
When Dr. Dre was still in medical school, I was the nigga. Okay. When he graduated is when the tide turned on me. But when he was in medical school, I was a motherfucker.
DJ wasn't that quick when I started fucking with him.
Nah, nigga.
Nigga was a little slow, matter of fact.
Nigga only wore sandals when I met him.
E-40 was E-20 when I knew that.
And Blaze would always tell DJ Quick, why you got sandals on out in the public like that? I'm going to fuck you up, right?
Snoop Dogg was a puppy.
Snoop Dogg was a puppy.
Snoop Pup.
You ever been an alcoholic show?
Nah, but I know it's fire.
Oh, man. I had the pleasure of performing with them dudes. Me, Mr. Tan. I was really on a Mr. Tan feature, but they got a real college following, so everybody. It's just real mixed race, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they be in that motherfucker partying, man. I'm talking
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beer spilling all on you. Ain't nobody tripping. I mean, yeah, it's, man, just real party, man.
I love the alcoholic.
Yeah, my favorite groups, alcoholic.
I love them college parties.
Call it what you want to call it. I'm a fucking alcoholic.
Bring it
if you really want it. Ain't got to put no extras on it. That was fire, man. Mm-hmm. E. Swift is one of the most slept on producers.
Yeah.
In West Coast history. Him and King T.
Him and King T for sure.
First big name you ever worked with, big bro?
Well, the first big name? Oh, shit. Well, I guess he's big now. I mean, I put Tyrese on the map.
You put him on the map.
From the Coca-Cola commercial days?
Yeah, I did the Coke commercial.
He knew tongue. Okay. He knew tongue ring Tyrese. Big bro, no Tyrese. He made beats for him. How did that happen? How did the Tyrese introduction happen?
We went to high school together.
Okay.
So went to Lock High School. So he was 9th grade. I was 12th grade. You know, he was following me around school because I always had the hottest tracks in high school.
Yeah.
So he wanted me to produce him. Got with him, trained him. And then the commercial happened.
See, I remember that Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah. See, we need a commercial from Lock High. I mean, we need a documentary on the music that came out of Lock High School, going back from Charles Mingus to Patrice Rushen.
Patrice Rushen went to Lock High.
Yeah, and Duke Chancellor went there. Yeah.
And a whole lot of Crips.
So how was that?
The name.
How was the music department experience, you know, for you?
Well, it was a little bit different in our time because, like you said, we was dealing with mostly gangbanging stuff back then, but, you know.
So how did you balance that? You go outside, bang, be banging on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
No, I always had fights outside of school. I never had them inside of school.
Okay.
You know, but I just go in the band room during lunch, you know, play the latest songs on the piano, have a bunch of girls around the piano, and, you know, pretty much how it is.
Otto's battling with his gangsterism right now. So you want to know how hard to go.
Locke is East Side High for real.
Oh, yeah, Locke had that reputation.
People don't understand, man, to make out a Locke.
I was in a marching band, too. Yeah. So
thank you.
Marching band, jazz band, anything I was a part of.
They took that serious.
Yeah, I remember when
I was also on Family Matters once.
You was on Family Matters? Mm. How did you pull that off?
They wanted the marching band to perform on the show.
Yeah.
So it was on Family Matters. A bunch of, you know, we did a lot of stuff, you know.
How was it meeting Jaleel White? Was he cool?
He was a character, man. He was a real down to earth dude. You know, he was bagging, you know.
Yeah.
That's Otto's role model.
He kept calling you Eddie. Eddie. That's not Eddie. That's one of the kids from the high school, okay?
We played Lock in a football game once, and we had to get a police escort back to the 105 freeway when that motherfucker was over.
Y'all beat the dog shit out of him?
Nah, we beat him, yeah. They brought the police in. We didn't have no red lights or nothing. They was scared.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, Lock ain't nothing to play with. How's Rachel's ass up close?
She wasn't even there.
Damn.
That's who I wanted to see.
My Harriet's booty.
But the mama had a lot of ass.
Ethel got that ass forehead.
Not Ethel, that's the grandma, man.
Oh,
well, that's mama. He didn't got grandma ass, bro. He didn't got grandma ass, bro.
I thought he was
too thirsty.
Y'all want to look at that Ethel?
No, we talking about Miss Payton.
Y'all niggas hoes.
We talking about Miss Payton. Her last name was Payton.
Thirsty young man.
These niggas hoes, man. You wouldn't look at that.
Grandma back on the screen.
How was Harriet's? Harriet at backside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering why the father never, you know, got with her.
Right.
We found out why he didn't get with her.
Yeah, the father is into the birds and the birds.
Yeah.
If you ain't going chirp, chirp, nigga, he ain't fucking with you. I think every kid from the hood has that story of going to watch a TV show taping.
Yeah.
Mine was In Living Color. I went to watch In Living Color, and I got to spend the whole day with Jamie Foxx.
With your school or what?
It was cool.
No, you went with the school?
No, bad kid program, huh?
It was a bad kid. So at the church my mom was going to, the head youth pastor, you know what I'm saying, heard I was fucking up in school, 7th grade. He's like, man, if you get your shit together, man, my boy is one of the writers at In Living Color. Man, you and your boy, what was his name?
That's big.
Me and my boy, not Paul was his brother, Dion.
So we got our grades up, and they took us up to a Living Color. I spent the whole day with Jamie Foxx, and he spent the whole day with David Allen Greer.
Wow, that's dope as shit.
Yeah.
I remember going with school one time, thinking, you know, this field trip, classroom type of setting, but, man, to go in a personal setting like that, but, and in Living Color, I ain't never went to no cool shit like that.
We was bagging all day.
I mean.
We bagged all day. That's why I do comedy. A lot of people don't know that's why. I mean, I thought about it for years, but I always loved rapping and music.
Yeah.
I didn't know no comics, you know what I'm saying? But when I started to get that thought to do it, like to really do it, I always went back to that, like to that experience. You know what I mean?
Who did you think was going to be a breakout star from In Living Color?
I mean, you would have to think David Allen Greer was going to be the. He was the best nigga on In Living Color.
Best nigga.
I
thought it was going to be David Allen Greer.
I thought Tommy Davis would have had a bigger career than he did.
Yeah, but for sure.
Tommy Davis was fire, but he was a little too over the top sometimes. But David Allen Greer was always on point.
Funky Finger Productions, man.
Bro,
hilarious.
What's the one where they making fun of Ashford and Simpson?
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that one.
See, Reese's,
Cephas
and Reese.
That shit used to be
Cephas and Reese.
And I,
they be showing their teeth.
So let me ask you a question, big bro, because you have a rare talent. It's a lot of people that think they can fuck with the talk box, or they try to do auto-tune and all that. But you actually were schooled by some heavyweights on the uses of that, right?
Not really.
So how'd you get into the talk box?
Believe it or not, I was, one day I was listening to Mint Condition. I think it might have been like the third album, and they had talk box on that. And I just went and bought one. It's like, I'm going to do it.
Right.
You know, and plus, you know, at the time, you know, since everybody started, when technology started forming, and at one point I used to be the guy who had the hottest tracks. So, but you got to have something that gives you even more of an edge. So that's why I picked this up.
Yeah.
And I started doing a bunch of records with this.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Took it to the next level.
So how do you handle when you get spit build up on your device?
Flick it.
Damn,
just, I ain't gonna do y'all like that. I learned that technique from Roger. Roger, if y'all ever seen Roger perform, he'll flick and come back, and, you know. But I have a longer tube, so that way it takes a while to, you know.
Yeah. To get congested, I got you.
Yeah, but yes, but normally I just, you know.
Man, any more questions? I don't
hear. Yeah, that was wild shit.
Motherfucking mouth. Shit.
It took me about 10 years to get good at
this. Crack facts.
Yeah,
about 10 years.
Crack facts.
Do you have any exercises for your esophagus, man? Come on with this weird shit.
give us a minute on Ty trying to grow hair. Just talk about being bald and trying to grow hair. The whole hair struggle with Todd. You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna be too hard to come up with. But as we're talking, if you want to, you know, chime in on some stuff, feel free. You know what I mean? What you got for me? Yeah. That's crazy. Time.
It's tight.
Ahmad retired. What you got for us in sports? Ahmad retired.
Inside. Son of a boop.
What about that?
He's out there.
Goddamn, guys.
Be big ass rabbit over there.
Sham God.
Hey, Craig, could you ever do the Sham God?
Yeah, it wasn't a style when I was hooping, but I did it a few times.
That was one of my favorite players.
You know, our generation, everybody was crossover heavy. Yeah, you got crossed up, nigga. Oh, that was the shit. So.
Yeah, that Sham God throw and catch, people was like, yeah, whatever.
That was it worked, but that was too advanced for some regular hoop back then.
Yeah, that's
now true. Niggas is doing wild shit in the games.
Yeah.
But back then, they'd have got benched, even if it worked.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What you got for us, Ty?
All right, man. So, you know, I was thinking the other day, man, celebrity UFC. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something that should be a thing. I mean, we've seen celebrity boxing. They've been out there. Some of them was good, you know, Nate Robb, and then some of them was, you know, whack, like Lamar Odom. But if you do celebrity UFC, now you talk about real ass whoopings going down in the ring.
Right.
Who would you like to see in a celebrity UFC match? Knockouts and tap outs.
Kwame Brown versus Matt Barnes or Steven Jackson, either one.
That'd be fire.
Stomp your ears together.
That'd be fire.
Kwame better have hands. Because he been talking shit like he just know.
He has been talking a lot of shit.
Ain't too many niggas that big that really been in fights like that. Niggas don't be testing big niggas.
That's true.
It's the little bitty niggas that got all the hands. You got to go to jail to know this. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas ain't been to jail. They don't understand. Right. All the big shit, tell them. That's falsified real estate, nigga. It's some tiny motherfuckers out there, bro.
Oh, you don't know?
No, he don't know what you're talking about. Talking about prison.
Like the picture, right?
I seen it on TV.
Yeah, that size shit is overrated. But I would like to see celebrity.
Yeah, celebrity UFC.
UFC.
Man, like, Cardi B. I think them celebrities would enjoy that ground and pound part too much. I don't want to see them buy. I don't want to see Matt Damon get his nose busted like that.
You don't want to see that?
I do. He run his mouth.
Let's see the women. Let's get Cardi B and Nicki Minaj out there.
That'd be fire.
If they not fucking when they finish fighting, I don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
That match got to happen in hot oil or something, man. Yeah.
I think that'd keep a lot of the shit talk down, though.
It would.
Yeah, when all them diss records and all that. Hey, bro, I signed up for the fight, man. Did you sign your waiver?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know
Drake
and
Kanye?
You ain't signed up?
That's true.
Drake and Kanye? Nah, but Big Sean and Kanye would be fair. Drake would beat the dog shit out of Kanye.
Are you think so?
Drake is a nice sized nigga. I seen him at the Comedy Store.
Drake is a light skinned nigga. Of course.
That's what he was going on.
He's a nice sized nigga, and he kind of aggressive. He's not like a docile nigga.
Okay.
Kanye don't want no problem. Don't feel like you alone in this life.
You are not.
Go to BetterHelp and be connected with a licensed professional that'll help you assess life's ills and make the right decisions. Again, go to betterhelp.com/Craig and join over 2 million people who have taken the chance and gotten themselves into a better and more. What y'all laughing at, man? BetterHelp, man. BetterHelp.com/Craig. Again, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Again, go to betterhelp.com/Craig. Look, man, we all go through stress in life.
That's right.
And the way to deal with it is not to hold on to it. Sometimes you need the perspective of someone else to put you back in a space where you can be genuinely beneficial to you and your family.
Yeah, professional. Yeah.
Don't get down. Go to betterhelp.com/Craig. Talk to a licensed professional and heal your mental health like over 2 million people have done by going to betterhelp.com/Craig.
Talk to
BetterHelp.
Get you some better help.
Come on, better help now.
Get you better help.
Get you some better help.
I'm gonna give you some help.
Get you better help. Get you some better help.
I'm gonna give you some help.
Get you better help. Get you some better help.
What's the website name?
Get you better help. I said get you some better help.
All right.
One more ad and we'll be done. All right.
Gotta get it.
Craig Facts Live coming to Austin, Texas, December 10th and 11th, featuring the Craig Smith and my boys, the Craig Facts crew. It's also an all-deaf alum takeover with Teddy Ray. What's up, Teddy? And my boy, Ken Edwin, I see you, and Big Ja, to the max. He'll be there. and the legends Jahan Jones and Rito Brown will be there. Purchase your tickets now before we sell out. 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. shows, December 10th and 11th. God, God, God.
You seen it before? I seen the nigga.
Yeah, I seen the nigga too. He does something.
Nah, but have you seen Kanye, nigga?
They both docile. They both docile.
No, he not docile like Kanye.
They both docile.
Nah, Drake is about 6'1", probably about 210, 215. Kanye a little bit.
Drake, but here's the thing. Drake is happy. You ever like see him around like NBA players? He had like
Drake a got killers around him, nigga. What are you talking about?
Boy, I'm sure Kanye does too. Kanye.
Drake is not no hoe, man.
These are still boring matches.
Right. I want to see. I want to see Urkel versus Carlton Banks. You know,
I
want to
see Snoop Dogg.
Hey, that'd be a good one.
I want to see Snoop Dogg and Lisa Leslie. I think it would be hard to tell the difference between them. One would have to be
Lisa Leslie got the leg strength. Somebody Lisa Leslie could probably pick Snoop up.
Yeah, no.
I want to see Leslie Jones and Celine Dion.
Oh, Leslie Jones,
Leslie Jones and Celine Dion. That'll be a master.
No, no, like, it gotta be Leslie Jones versus Marty Joe Young.
That's hilarious, man.
Nah, you gotta make it unfair.
You can't do that to Celine. Leslie gonna rape her.
I'll pay to see that.
You don't know Leslie Jones. If you knew, you'd be crying. Leslie looked like, remember the big dog? Used to play.
She looked like a female Blaze. Same height. Same height.
Boom, boom.
He don't know what she looked like.
Tyler Perry, Robert Townsend?
Tyler Perry probably beat the dog shit out of Robert Townsend.
Damn. Okay.
Tyler Perry, big dude.
Y'all got Tyler Perry on
because
that
because he wants the ass.
Yeah.
So he going to do whatever he got to do to get Rob's ass. You know that.
Robert Townsend's me.
Tyler is going to fuck the shit out of Robert Townsend if he beat him in a fight.
Pin him.
He's a punk pilot.
I got Robert
You say Townsend. He a punk pilot.
He got punk power.
I thought punk you called power. Him a punk pilot. Like, I think I fly punks. That's what I do.
Tavis Smiley and Donnie Simpson.
That's a good fight.
Tavis got shoulders. We all seen Tavis got knockout shoulders.
Yeah, see?
I'm going with Tavis.
Got Tavis on that one.
Yeah,
man.
Tavis. He got them Phil Jackson shoulders.
Yeah, he do.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got that hanger back.
He don't have time to fight, too, so you can make it quick. I got business. He's
not gonna be able to fight him. What's the little white dude be with him? That's what's gonna whoop your ass.
Oh, yeah.
How about
Kim Kardashian?
How about Uncle Todd and that old man from Squid Games?
Oh, man, I'm winning that one. Yeah, tap or snap. Tap or snap.
What
if he can hit hard, I'm quitting.
What was Martin Luther King's wife's name?
Claretta.
I like to see Rosa Parks and Claretta.
Oh, man, that's a classic.
No, Claretta didn't fuck with Rosa like this. Like that. Rosa was a bad bitch. And all them civil rights niggas was trying to fuck her. Come on, man. You don't think Martin was trying to fuck Rosa? How that bitch, what made her go to the front of the bus?
Rosa was cold.
Rosa was a bad bitch.
She was cold.
Rosa was awesome, homie.
Yeah. That'd be a good one, man. Yeah, that'd be a classic right there.
But that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
I got another one. Babe Ruth and Roseanne Barr. That's the same motherfucker. A lot of people don't know.
Prince and Michael Jackson.
You said, bro,
that'd be a good one.
I think Michael beat. Because Prince is a little. Prince 5'4", bro.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Yeah, he was supposed to be a woman.
I don't know, but.
Nah, he's
short. Prince was supposed to be on
something. Prince was a real nigga, though.
You said Prince shorter than 5'4"?
He's shorter than that.
Like 5'11", yeah, like 5 feet or something.
Yeah, 4'11". No motherfucking 4'11", cuz!
Short like
but
that.
Prince, though, Prince probably had hands. I don't know about Mike's hands.
Heck no.
Hey, Michael's cold in that bad video, though, man. He looked like he kicked your ass in that video.
He did that.
I remember as a kid, really thinking Michael Jackson was tough, because I came out when I was like seven. I was like seven.
You think Mike?
I was like
used to
seven when I came. I really thought Michael Jackson was tough.
I said, you think Mike used to win fights against his brothers?
Heck right. No. I got one. What about Ethel from
Lucy?
Family Matters.
Family Matters against Blanche from the Golden Girls.
I'll
Ethel.
Pay to see that.
I got
Blanche.
I got Ethel.
Nigga, Ethel versus Blanche?
I got Ethel. Man.
Would you stay if
Blanche's
they...
Blanche's that whore, though, right?
Oh, you mean
that hope? She got ran through, so she, you know she can take
But would you stay if they fucked afterwards, or would you leave?
I mean, if I already bought my ticket.
If Blanche and Ethel fucked after they fought,
I already
would you
bought
stay
my
around?
Ticket. I bought my ticket. I'm not.
Hey, Craig, I got one for you, Craig. Go ahead. Who win this one? Luther Vandross versus Freddie Jackson.
Luther.
Luther.
Luther's a girthier nigga. Freddie, he built like a bottom.
What about Betty White versus Oprah?
Oprah beat the dog shit out of Betty White.
Betty too old. Oprah.
Oprah's a big bone, thick motherfucker downstairs, man. She got
now,
torque.
You told Harpo to hit
you. She's bringing everything with her. She connect with that hook, niggas.
It would have to be Oprah versus Barbara Walters.
She beat the dog shit out of Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters would
hit me.
Oprah and Leslie Jones then. They probably end up in the finals. They end up in the finals.
Obama and Donald Trump.
Obama.
Of course.
Well, I'm just saying.
Harriet Winslow in the first Aunt Viv.
Oh, that's a good fight. That's a good fight. That's a good fight.
Harriet is. She got torso too. She got that.
I'm going with Aunt Viv, man.
Yeah, I'm going with Aunt Viv. Aunt Viv 1 versus Aunt Viv 2.
Angela Bassett versus J-Lo.
Angela Bassett.
From the shoulders.
Angela Bassett's arms?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, from the shoulders. No.
What about Dreyfus versus Bigfoot? You niggas know who Dreyfus is, right?
That was they had that Woods.
You know who Dreyfus is, Blaze? You do know who Dreyfus is. From Empty Nest, the dog. The dog from Empty Nest, nigga.
No, I thought you were saying the other show.
It was a show. You older than me, nigga. You remember Empty Nest? It was a show in the '80s about a what was it about?
He was a doctor. He was a doctor.
I remember the name.
I did not watch the Empty Nest.
No, it was that other show in the '80s that had that big old Bigfoot thing. What show?
No,
you
talking about Elf?
Alf.
No, not Alf.
No, it was an actual Bigfoot show too.
It was a Bigfoot show.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry and the Hendersons. That one.
That was '90s. That wasn't '80s. That was '90s.
You don't know who Dreyfus is? Damn.
Hey, who winning the fight? E.T. or Mac and Me? The alien fight. Alien showdown.
E.T. He got a better
Mac and me. I think he got a better stance. I take Mac and Me because E.T. is a little skinny. Mac and me had a little size on him.
Yeah, and he was doing all kind of shit.
Gray, and then I got all sick. He got AIDS.
He got fire fingers, though. He'll probably say
next subject.
You know E.T. got heart.
Hold on. Sure. Next subject, Ty. All
right, yeah. So for my next subject, Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gay. Rudy Gobert.
You said you what?
Rudy Gay was a different player. Rudy Gobert, he got dunked on the other day. You know what I'm saying? He's the defending Defensive Player of the Year. He got dunked on. Do you think that should count? I forgot who dunked on the man, but do you think that should count against him? Like when it comes to Defensive Player of the Year, we're going to put up all your highlights of you getting dunked on and start deducting points?
So you're saying if you get dunked on, no Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah, you start, yeah.
No.
You get jammed if you get dunked on.
The greatest defenders, because you have to actually be in position to defend and get dunked on. It's people who don't get dunked on, so they're giving up layups all day. How are you going to be defensive player of the year and you didn't get dunked on?
But if you get dunked on and you fall to the ground, do you think that you should be out then?
Yeah, because you really went for it.
Whew.
Yeah, look, Olajuwon got dunked on. All the greats, Mutombo, all the greats got dunked on. All of them.
If you get shitted on,
all of them got shit.
Who dunked on Shaq? Ain't nobody dunked on Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq ain't really got dunked on.
I got one for you.
But Shaq used to also, his biggest issue was he would sometimes not defend the paint.
Yeah. Todd, I got one for you. Your boy Alonzo Mourning.
He used to always get dunked on. He didn't fall to the ground.
Shaq used to
that one when Vince got him by the body, though.
That was nasty.
Shaq used to disrespect Alonzo Mourning.
He did.
Shaq was the most disrespectful dunker of all time.
I believe that.
When he pushed, his name for the Knicks?
Pushed him down, Dudley.
Dudley. When he pushed Dudley to the ground, that was disrespectful.
David Robinson, he used to do David like
tissue paper.
He did.
He made up that whole story to hate him. Yeah. Remember that story about he used to lie and tell people that when he was 12, he met David Robinson and he refused to give him an autograph.
That was fake?
It was a fake story.
That's why I hated David Robinson. He didn't do that for real?
Yeah, I didn't know that was fake.
Years ago, Shaq came out and said he made that up to make
I hated David Robinson for that.
I explained, David fucked up.
I'm sorry, David, if you out there watching this, man, I'm sorry, man. I should have been a fan. I hated him for years for that.
Yeah, he made that. I was genius, though, because I know David. Like, I don't even know. Little motherfucker, why everybody keep asking me about some shit I wasn't even there for?
I remember the interviews.
Shaquille, who was Shaquille?
Like, I remember the interviews, and David would be like, I don't know what he's talking about, but I still believe Shaq.
Yeah, like, now you don't know? Now you don't know?
Because they would bring it up in the pregame. David would be like, what are you talking about?
Sorry, David. Let's be honest. David Robinson was a weird nigga.
Yeah. That flat top was
Tim
weird.
Tim Duncan was a weird nigga, too. Yeah. I think Dave it's Russell, the Spurs centers. All them Spurs centers is weird than the motherfucker, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think Tim was cool. He was like just laid back.
Tim had a tongue ring in the 90s, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
91.
Okay. I digress.
Yeah.
But David Robinson is a weirdo.
Yeah.
He was kind of weird.
What's off? What am I noticing about him that I can't put to words?
He went to Navy. Right. Some of that, like, weird military.
It could be that. Military shit.
It's the military shit I've noticed.
Yeah.
No. It's the flat. It's the proper flat top with the high shorts and the high top shoes.
He had a great flat top, though.
You know how you notice something about a nigga and you don't know? It's like, it's something that's it's not clicking, nigga, but something else is going on.
That nigga look real copish.
Yeah, he do. He look like
he do look
eat paste or eat his boogers or something. He look like a kid that'll do that.
But no, he did look coppish though.
Off his
he had that cop energy to him.
You wouldn't party with David Robinson. If he walked in here, he'd be like, put everything away.
I put my drinks away if David Robinson.
Red Robinson the type of nigga that follow you in the bathroom and when you start pissing, he'd lock the door and turn the lights off.
He'd be no more. David Robinson to be no longer.
Yeah. You think you can get Robinson off you?
Shit. Nigga said a wire.
Shit.
Wow. That's crazy. 7-footer walking right there.
Shit. You ever seen that video of David Robinson standing next to Michael Jordan on the court?
Nah.
I didn't really realize that. He a big motherfucker, dog.
Like 7'1".
You can get him off you?
I could get him off me, but he not just a big nigga. He might have the best physique in NBA history.
You noticed.
Would you admit if you couldn't get somebody off you? Is there anybody I can tell you? No. Could you get him off you? No, I can't get him off
you. That's not man shit.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
We shouldn't even be talking to you get your manhood back. You feel what I'm saying? If a nigga can take it from you, you can't speak
David
to me no
Robinson
more.
David Robinson, catch you in the bathroom. Like Craig said.
Uh-huh.
You pee, you lock the door, turn the lights off.
Right.
Could you get him out of you?
Could you? Would you?
Too freaky out here.
Hey, David Robinson, he looked like he'll wear a mouthpiece during sex. Like he'll put a mouthpiece on.
it's gonna get rough in here, boy.
Like a bite down. Oh.
Put it at the top and the bottom guard. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Somebody write about David Robinson. He one of them niggas that tie his shoes too tight. You ever hoop with a nigga who tie his shoes too tight?
For real. That was me.
Hey, motherfuckers.
I don't want him to come off, and I don't want to tie him again either. I don't want him to come off. Ball in with the double knots. Man.
Yeah. Double knots. With the bunny ears?
Yeah. Every time he put his shoes on, he start at the root.
Yeah.
Tie every single knot. Every string.
Snap will tell you, I had running shoes I used to play basketball in because they was light, and I was going to track these, some Asics. And I used to tie them so tight that you could wrap the string around the bottom and tie them again.
Wow.
And I was out there balling at the church.
Why didn't you just cut the string and get smaller strings?
Because that's what worked for me, fellas, all right? Yeah. I was there, a basketball in high school. Because of them shoes is what I believe. So I didn't take them shoes.
Where did that influence come from? Who did you see when you saw like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to do that too.
When I was on the track team, they was doing that at HS. They was doing their track shoes like that.
Yeah. So did you wear the headband when you hooped to?
Yeah, not this kind though, but a regular headband.
Like the Chris Gatlin?
Yeah, I was off that headband life for sure.
So you've been goofy for a long time.
Goofy in the moment.
Just as long as you had the twist outs.
You got to stay supportive so he admits to some more weird shit.
Yeah.
He done cut all of you cut the flow off.
No, I got a lot more weird shit to admit.
I sleep with a fish every night. We just a little cup next to my bed.
Yeah. I read them bedtime stories. Bloop, bloop,
bloop. Craig bloop, got on his backgammon championship hat.
Fuck you, man. Yeah, nigga,
one fish, two fish.
Admit to some more weird shit. I know it's something on the way. That we're like.
Trying to think, man. Yeah, exactly. I don't trust you just yet.
Yeah. Well, in world news,
see a lot of whoopings. I got a whooping. I was in might have been in the 12th grade, first semester. My daddy didn't play. I didn't whoop your ass.
It's all kind of computers. Grade. I mean, pictures of him around his house naked on a computer. He got one over the fireplace. Him just naked on the computer.
A 12th grade whooping. Let's get back to this
12th
grade whooping.
Oh, yeah. My pops was Marine Corps motherfucker. You was going to get a whooping or get your ass beat for real. Yeah, so yeah. I took the whooping.
Wait, how do you accept an ass whooping in the 12th grade?
Right.
Oh, well, when he starts to give it to you? Yeah, he said, I can put the belt down and fuck you up for real if that's what you want. Y'all niggas don't know. Y'all niggas didn't get whooped by y'all daddy, so y'all don't understand how that goes.
Ty, you know if you do eye-ups, it'll make your vision stronger. Show us how to do an eye-up, Ty.
Craig got on a hoodie with short sleeves. Are you hot or are you cold, nigga? And no socks. What's really going on, my nigga?
Some of this, some of that.
You are not prepared for the weather at all.
That nigga got a capri hoodie on.
Halter top hoodie. Having that stick.
That nigga said it's all purpose.
What color you match with Ash? Shit.
Yes, sir. Your hoodie look like the front of a Swisher.
The front of a Swisher?
That's what I asked.
Ty be at the house hiding gummy bears from himself. Like, I don't know. I ain't going to be able to find these. I don't want to eat all of them. I got to put where I can't find them. I don't want to eat all of them. I got to figure out what I'm going to do with them. Because I'll run into them a week or two, but if I can find them, they'll be gone today. I just want to know where I can put them from to get them from me. I'm going to eat all these motherfuckers if they just here. Boom. Ty got a digital girlfriend.
he the first nigga with a bitch in the metaverse.
He download her every time he log in.
Ty go to the bar and spend $1,500 on a little slot machine game.
Tell us more about your all-purpose swimming outfit you got. I can swim in this whole outfit.
Dive team warm-ups.
It's just a practice day.
That's funny as a motherfucker. What you got for us? That's both topics?
That's both my topics,
what
y'all.
What you got for us? Snaps?
All right. Elon Musk.
Eli?
Elon Musk.
Elon.
The creator of the Tesla. He suggests that anyone over the age of 70 should be barred from running for political office.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I agree with that.
Do y'all agree with that?
Yeah. Who wants some 70-year-old motherfuckers running the country?
I agree.
I mean, I think you should have somebody old enough to know, you know what I mean, who's been here a while, but not too old. Not too
I don't think nobody over 60 should be running.
Absolutely. That's what I would say. I would say the cutoff should be 60.
What about?
They got experience.
Because, look, these people are making, look. These people are making decisions that they're going to die before to get implemented.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's still things that Cheney and them put up in the Patriot Act that's just now getting activated 21 years later. You know what I mean? See? Bush going to be dead in about five, six, seven,
hey,
years.
Hold on. That's fucked up. We're making Big Bro stand up here the whole time.
It's some stools. upstairs, they have stools. Like, we go up this staircase, right there, some stools.
You can use one of them black chairs over there, man.
Now they got the high up stools.
You gotta sit on your knees though when you're up there.
So that would include Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders as well. All of them.
Yeah.
So,
we still getting run by baby boomers. They done fucked up this country enough.
Right. Yeah, that's a
70,
fact.
Fuck them. Yeah. You got any idea what I'm doing with my credit after 70?
You already retired and shit.
Let me get that credit card.
Yeah.
Why do we still have a president? Don't make sense. Yeah. We don't need it no more. It's a useless job.
Well, let me tell you how this is still useless. Joe Biden and his other constituents are removing themselves from attending the Beijing Olympics.
Otto,
what do you guys think about that?
Your glasses look like they came with chewing gum.
Glass wars.
Down, back up. Hope y'all put your glasses on and see who can really see up in here.
I'm cooler than you.
Blaze.
We couldn't sit those glasses next to mine.
Why are they removing themselves from the Beijing Olympics?
That's an excuse so they don't have to attend. All the athletes are still going to go. But they're giving them heads up now so that way when the Olympics start, there's no, you already know we ain't coming, we ain't gonna be there, trying to keep it on little healthy protocol, pretty much.
Okay. Making a political statement because they acting like they wanna go to World War III with China, so they did the same shit with Russia, and it's political posturing. That's their homies behind closed doors.
We'll participate in the games, but we won't attend.
I don't know if they're homies. Them Chinese people don't be fucking with nobody like that. You think they vacationing and hanging out
they
together?
They gotta be homies. All that money they making together? I mean, look, the presidents of the United States said, hey, look, we're gonna take all these good paying jobs out of the United States and give them to you, China, and we'll deal with the homeless problem. Don't trip. Them niggas is homies. It wouldn't be nobody homeless if we feel still making shit here in America.
Right. I mean, I guess I can kind of see where you're coming from. I guess the elite mess with each other like that.
They homies. They homies.
Mm-hmm. When I watch Kung Fu movies, it don't tell me the same story. I feel like Chinese motherfuckers is about beefing. You know what I mean? About protecting honor and fighting. And some of these Americanized white customs are very disrespectful and dishonorable. And I feel like them Chinese people at the top don't get out like that. You know what I'm saying?
Remember the episode of Married with Children when Marcy had to impress her Chinese boss to get that promotion?
Okay.
And remember that shit was, you remember that time? That shit was funny as hell. And it was Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, nice.
And she was insulting him every time she got it. She thought she was paying him homage, but she was insulting him the whole time.
Oh,
that's how Americans be though with other cultures. Funny. We watch some shit on TV and be like, Hashitashi. And they'll be like, nigga, fuck you.
I heard they don't even eat orange chicken in China.
They do not.
It's not a real American thing.
It is. Yeah, all that's
Compton Chinese food.
That's crazy. It's just delicious.
Yeah, so remove that off your dojo menu.
What you got? What else you got for us, Snaps?
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, just wrapping that last one up. That's it. The youngest age is 35 that you can run for president. I think Roosevelt was the youngest at 42. Y'all think 35? Is 35 too young, or you think that's?
It should be.
Would
more.
Y'all, would y'all take? Would y'all rather have a younger president or an older?
Younger.
Was it JFK was the youngest?
JFK was 43. Roosevelt was 42.
Man, it's that time of the year.
It's that time.
What time is it?
It's that time to be a better man and take care of the family jewels.
Okay.
Get you a manscape so you can properly pepper your situation.
Ooh. All right.
Look, man, no woman wants to deal with a hairy man, okay? You need to make sure that laying down with you is a pleasant experience for your woman or man, if that's how you choose to live.
Absolutely.
Manscaped.com gives you the premier crotch
experience.
Sculpting experience.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
All you have to do.
This is truth.
Just what I'm looking for.
I tried it.
All you have to do is go to manscaped.com, type in the QR code KR. Again, manscaped.com, type in the promo code KR, and get yourself
a manly mo.
KR, and get yourself 20% off of your next purchase.
Man.
Look, man, there's a few things I want to tell you about Manscaped.
All right.
Hey.
Let us know.
Tell us.
Let me know.
Yeah, that 20% off is real good.
Hey, Craig, since I manscaped, man, I just sit differently, man. This is my whole.
What did Manscaped do for your life?
Man, I feel so free. Every time I sit, I just slide out my seat. I don't know why, but it just feel good.
Check it out, man. Manscaped has just released a 2-in-1 cologne and body wash infused soap.
Okay. Man.
Smell good when you're in the house.
Okay, also, it's introduced its new Shears 2.0 luxury 4-piece nail kit.
What? Wow.
Crops, snatch. Mops, balls, and wipes. It crops, mops, and wipes off stanky balls.
Oh, okay. Man. All right.
How many in the pack? 100? 50? 10?
And also the new signature Manscaped cologne.
Okay.
Go to manscaped.com. Type in the QR code, Craig, and get your and properly pepper your balls.
Properly Man. Pepper yeah. your balls.
Powder your tower, fellas.
Man.
Take care of you.
Get them trimmers, man. And
Manscaped.com.
Trim the edges.
Greatest.
What's that QR code? You gotta say what?
Man, so you go to Manscaped.com with the QR code KR.
Mm-hmm.
Manscaped.com, QR code KR. And properly pepper your stepper.
Say the one more time. The QR.
Properly. QR. It's KR.
Q and KR.
Manscaped.com and the QR is KR.
It's KR.
Remember that. QR. KR.
Properly pepper.
Put a high top fade on your balls. Yes. That's what you want to do.
Properly pepper your stepper.
Yeah. Well, did I have no hair on my head?
Properly pepper your pickle.
Yeah. Hey, power your tower.
Uh-huh. Dewan, what you got for us today? You know what? We're going to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
We're going to let the band rock out for a few minutes. And we're going to go to commercial break after the band rocks out.
Coming forward.
Feeling so
good. Feeling so good.
Feeling so good.
Yeah,
I said it feels so
good.
In the evening time.
Slide
in the morning time.
Slide.
Manscaped.
Make you wanna do the butterfly. And
when your woman ain't acting right.
Talk to
yeah.
So good, baby.
When your money get a little too tight.
Hey. It's so smooth.
That's just 20%.
Yeah. When your girl say she wanna leave you.
So smooth. So smooth. So smooth. So smooth. So smooth.
When it rains outside and you got shorts on and you're cold and you can't come up from the wet.
So smooth. So smooth.
Manscaped.
So smooth.
Y'all go out there and get you a Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Manscaped.com. Pure.
QR
code.
So
QR code. KR.
So smooth.
In the evening time.
Do this for
you. Catch your 20%.
So smooth.
In the morning time.
So smooth.
So smooth.
Hey.
Around done.
So smooth. So smooth. Yeah.
Midnight time.
So smooth. So smooth.
Manscaped. Yeah.
So smooth. So smooth.
Manscaped.com. QR code KR.
So smooth. So smooth. Hey, baby, you feel like licking my balls tonight?
Only if you manscaped.
So, no, that's right around. So, FDR.
Right, but look at it. FDR was the greatest president this country's ever had, as far as the greater good of the country goes. All of them shit to us, but as far as the country goes, FDR is the greatest. So
FDR died in office. It might have been Teddy.
Oh, could have been Teddy. Teddy was pretty cool too. Teddy busted up the union. He busted up the trust. That's what needs to happen now.
So is that proof that a younger president is more effective?
Yeah. Kennedy was effective. You know, for all his worth, Obama was effective, you know, in certain ways.
Right.
Obama credit, that's what's up.
Yeah.
He did give us health care. I can't deny that shit. They just say,
they count that.
Obama's the best president, DeWine.
FDR is the best president of the last
FDR. FDR.
Yeah. Obama, man. Hey,
you wouldn't even have your unemployment award for FDR.
But you wouldn't even have a phone if it wasn't for the
You
Obama
wouldn't have a
But that's by true though. I mean, hey Dawn, I agree FDR, but it's kind of biased cuz FDR was the only president.
Was Jim Crow legal when he was in office? Yes or no?
Yeah, it's still legal.
There we go, yeah, nigga.
It's still legal.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's still legal. Obama, it ain't changed. Well, that cool. It's still legal.
Obama Boulevard.
What year was he president?
He's president two different times. He's president
three
the
times.
40s. Three times. Two different terms. Two different terms. Four, because he took time off. He ran eight, then got four, then won again, then died before.
How was life for niggas when he was in office?
Life was the same it is now.
Nah, hell no. They had white only pies.
Baby. We had the Harlem Renaissance during his time. Some of the greatest black achievement happened during his time. That was the highest of black middle class had ever been during his time. I mean, that was the most wealth of black. We owned more land than we do now. It was a lot of things that we did have a lot going for us a lot more during his time than we do now. Lost land under Obama. We got land under FDR.
But FDR had an advantage because he had more time. I think if another president was given the amount of time he had,
he didn't get the advantage. He earned that because of what he did. He literally created Social Security. He literally had the 40-hour work week. He literally, all the things that we take for granted now, like rights at work, there were no workers' rights before FDR. It was like, go to job, shut the fuck up.
That shit didn't exist before FDR.
That's not exactly true. But it's partially true, definitely.
The turn
of the century was child labor issues after Reconstruction, a lot of child labor laws.
There was never any problem with child labor. What happened was white men weren't getting jobs. So like these kids got the jobs. That's why child labor laws came in, because white grown men were out of work during the teens. When white men had jobs, it was okay that kids worked. But when they start losing jobs, it's like, okay, yeah, child labor laws, we need them jobs.
But he capped it. He capped the terms to only two.
That's you really would rather have 11, 12-year-olds out there doing field work than 40-year-olds. 40-year-olds ain't meant to be doing no fucking field work.
I mean, shit, I ain't going to be doing nobody's field work. Neither is my kids. I don't give a fuck what I got to do, nigga, you know.
I think it's better for black people now. I don't know, man. I mean, black
people. Clinton was better than FDR.
No, he wasn't.
Nah.
No, he wasn't.
He just had a saxophone.
FDR? You got to realize, FDR, look, FDR taxed the rich over 60% of their income.
In the 30s?
Yes. In order to get, the way we have retirement now is because he said, okay, he said for every dollar you make over $1 million, they taxed half your income. So for every dollar you make over a million, they went back to the government, and that's literally why we have Social Security. Social Security wouldn't exist if that didn't happen.
Okay, I'm no history buff, but I'm pretty sure
it was a lot of good
old-fashioned racism going on.
It's still
FDR
going on now.
Out there,
so Trayvon Martin happened under Obama. He didn't do shit.
He didn't do shit.
So you're telling me you
would have rather lived in this country in the 1940s than now?
Probably. I wouldn't be against it.
You get into a time machine, you'll go back to 1940.
FDR,
shit only go to the future. So they got to take two different rides.
Look.
FDR, they were trying to get the war as slow as possible to weaken the British empire.
Right.
He wasn't a war hawk. Like, they wanted the United States to get into World War II eight years prior. FDR wouldn't do it until them Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. He was like, let Russia, let England, they let them handle all the casualties.
That wasn't the only reason.
And then we'd come on later on and take all the credit.
The Zimmerman telegram was a bigger reason than Pearl Harbor. When Nazi Germany sent that telegram to Mexico and offered them to be a part of the Axis powers or whatever it was, and we intercepted the telegram, that's when we joined World War II, after the Zimmerman telegram.
The
Nazis hit up Mexico and Canada.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead.
They tried to break that. Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, cool. So let me give y'all this. Y'all having trouble sleeping? Anybody having problems sleeping?
Sometimes for real.
We do. This is what I got for y'all. Health tip. I got six foods and drinks that'll help you get sleep. All right. So the first one is kiwi. Kiwi, I'm just going to run them down for you and tell you, why they help you get to sleep.
Okay.
Kiwi, tart cherries, nuts and seeds, fatty fish, herbal tea, or warm milk. These all have a combination of melatonin,
right.
And also it has melatonin, it has healthy fat, and that'll help you fall asleep better. Vitamin D, vitamin C as well.
Is that warm cow milk?
No, just warm milk.
Okay, and why do the cherries got to be tart? Like, can it be sweet? Like, why do they have to be tart cherries?
This is sweet cherry. I'm not going to fall asleep. I got to go back to the story. Tart cherry. I'm going to be up all night fucking with this sweet cherry.
Sweet cherry.
You got the tart cherries. And fatty fish. Tart cherries and fatty fish? Nigga, you sleep today.
Yeah, it says
sweet,
that.
Sweet cherries and skinny fish.
It says they used to actually make a drink out of the tart cherry juice. They made tart cherry juice to help people with insomnia. Yeah. So they would actually give that to them, and it would help them. It would cure insomnia.
I had some of that stuff. It's pretty tart.
Yeah. So
where do you get tart cherries from now?
Yeah.
Off a tart cherry tree.
I
guess based on the color, you could tell if it's tart or if it's sweet.
Hey, Snap.
And the more sweet it is, the more sugar. Snap. That's probably why you stay away.
Can we just get cherry nerds? Would that work?
That's the question.
That's sugar, bro.
That's not real cherries.
What?
They tart the motherfucker. Some Mike and Ike's?
Nah, that's 740. That ain't cherries, though. That doesn't help you sleep. It's just going to raise your blood sugar. You know this, DeJuan.
But that's what I got for y'all, man. Six foods that'll help y'all sleep better. You eat some of these foods before you go to sleep.
DeJuan, what happened when you eat all of them?
You look like a carp.
That looks like a carp. That's hilarious. What you do when you have trouble sleeping, Blaze?
Shit, man. Hold up.
You need to take off the sunglasses. Too much stimulation, man. Fuck it.
Sometimes you gotta just turn off. Unplug.
Roll me a finger or something, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Gotta get my mind right.
Yeah, man, that'd be the worst when you want to go to sleep, but you can't. That should always happen when important shit is the next day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why? Why does anticipation rob you of sleep? What can you do to...
Performance anxiety.
Yeah. And you overwork your brain, which you're not allowing it to shut down.
Did that just happen to us as kids? Remember, you know you was going to Disneyland or something the next day?
Couldn't sleep.
And you can't sleep that whole night. Christmas,
first
can't
day of school.
Sleep that whole night. First day of school, yeah. That's a trip, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I can't sleep, I stay up and I try to think of a sandwich that DeJuan couldn't tackle, man. And you go to sleep after that.
You think of yoga poses, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? Probably be doing yoga poses when he can't sleep.
We all know there's always DeJuan can tackle all sandwiches. Okay.
Todd's sleeping a karate.
Todd looked like three generations all in one.
Yeah, he got gi jammas at the house.
Craig sleep with a briefcase on his chest.
Arnold look like a part-time pallbearer. You can sit around, hey baby, I carry that casket for y'all. $75, I carry that casket. He sit around Inglewood Cemetery 4 hours a day. I do this 4 hours a day. I help you carry that casket.
With white gloves on.
You know anybody about to die?
Peace and blessings.
Every night, Ty's dreams be Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3.
Craig got on a don't trust this nigga hat.
Hey, listen, man. Trust me, man. I got the best of
man. I got everything you want on the other side of the wall. Follow all you got to do is give me the money. Calm down, nigga. I got everything I told you I had.
If you think I'm bullshitting, listen.
I was here when I told you I'd be, right?
This is my buddy right here, Otto. Come on over here, Otto. This is who I came with. You think I ain't shit?
This nigga Todd was the second to last dragon. That nigga died before Leroy.
Second to last
he
dragon.
He died before that motherfucker.
Otto was the ass dragon.
You are the ass dragon.
I possess the power of the funk.
You know I can spit fire out my ass, right? And the ass dragon.
I can catch bullets with my ass.
Shoot me right in the ass. Go ahead.
Catches bullets with his cheeks?
Go ahead, try it.
He said, the nigga catches bullets with his cheeks?
Ass dragon.
Motherfucker sprayed a whole AK clip up his ass. He... Is that all you got?
You don't have no longer bullets?
I really like them shotgun bullets you shot me with. Those shotgun bullets felt good when you... Can you hit me off with a couple more of those shotgun bullets?
Before you go.
The buckshot preferably.
You got any tank bullets back there?
You don't need a gun. Just press them
what
up in there.
What you gonna do with that missile?
Catch his bullets with his cheeks?
Man, I'm gonna jump first.
Catch his bullets with his cheeks?
Can you fly a small airplane into my ass?
Just practice.
You got any of them X-Wing fighters.
Can you make sure it has passengers on it? extra luggage.
Make sure they're wearing their mask.
Ass dragon is funny, man.
That's Otto, ladies.
Show enough.
Last dragon
ain't fucking with the Golden Child, though.
Wait a minute.
I was watching Golden Child last night.
Golden Child is funny as fuck. But the Last Dragon.
Now, Last Dragon. I'm taking Last Dragon over Golden Child. I love Golden Child.
Did y'all know that was a little girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, little girl.
Yeah.
A little girl playing a little boy. Well, she was a little girl. They never really said she was playing a boy.
Later on, was like, goddamn, Last Dragon. I mean, the Golden Child was thick when she was grown.
We've shifted from Otto to Todd now, huh?
Oh, yeah, man, the Last Dragon, Bruce Leroy.
The olden child.
Yeah.
The olden child.
The olden child is funny as fuck.
Ain't over here looking like Show Nuff's nephew.
Show up. I'm here. I told you I'd be here.
Show near.
We gotta take the Last Dragon. The Last Dragon theme song. Last Dragon shit. Over that.
When them students ran up in there in the Eddie Arcadian shit and was fighting, that shit was fire.
And then El DeBar just popped up out of nowhere in the middle of the movie and then started dancing and having a good time.
The best music video ever, man. Feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Dancing to the morning light. Forget about your worries on your mind.
You can leave them all behind.
La 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 la. Music playing, it's a celebration. The music's playing, everybody sing to the beat of the rhythm. La 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 la.
Oh shit, that's the
fire
in the pocket.
Yeah,
that's what that sound like. That Blaze, Blaze the Rhymes.
Golden Child, nigga.
Golden Child. Chandler Gerald was funnier than
I Want the Knife. Yeah. That was the shit.
I'm taking Count Blackula over Last Dragon.
No, never.
Puritans, nigga.
Let you do it, man.
Have you seen Blackula?
Yeah, I have.
Are you fucking crazy? It's not even close, nigga.
No,
yeah, it's not. It ain't that close.
Right.
It's not that close.
But that's how you watch the Last Dragon. You watch it as a grown up.
Probably about 15 years
ago. Yeah, so you watch it again. That's what it is, yeah. You watch it again, you're like, this is a great black movie.
Here's the thing about Last Dragon. The villain is not believable.
Show enough, yeah, he is.
Show enough is not the villain.
Who's the villain?
The white guy. Arcadius.
Eddie Arcadius is believable.
Eddie Arcadius?
No, he's not.
Believable.
No, he's not.
Put your head in that fish tank.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Ty. Till this day, I was telling my wife, I want a piranha fish tank because of The Last Dragon.
In case you have set a motherfucker straight.
Yeah, I still want a piranha fish tank.
For my fucking money.
My money.
That nigga is a terrible villain, dog. He might be the worst antagonist in the history of 80s movies.
That's what makes him so good.
Man.
Huh?
That's what makes him so good. He hired Show Enough to be the muscle. He ain't no fucking muscle.
The only villain worse than him is the tomato from the Attack of the Tomato.
Killer Tomato. Attack of the Killer Tomato.
He had old girls singing them songs and shit. You know what I mean? It don't get no better than Show Enough, though. Come on now.
Yeah, Show Enough is that motherfucker.
Come on, Show Enough is that keep your money. Just have him at the designated place at the designated time. Yeah, and I'm glad he designated his ass for dismemberment.
He was better as Candyman.
That's not the same person.
No. The same nigga.
No, it's not. That's not the same thing. That is not the same dude.
Showing up
and he would beat the shit out of Candyman. That's
not
the
same.
That's the same nigga.
That's not
the same.
Candyman played on some other movie too.
That is not the same nigga.
Did you see what Showing Up did to his pop's piece of shit? That was fun. That's fun. If Smitty had a sandwich shop and then came in there, tore that shit up looking
Smitty
for you.
Smitty would have shot Showing Up for his motherfucking face.
Movie over.
Smitty would have blew his motherfucking head off.
It wouldn't have been no karate shit.
Yeah, he don't play none of them type games. As soon as he would have seen them shoulder pads, oh, this nigga's a weirdo. I'm finna kill this nigga. I'm finna blow this nigga's head off, young blood.
Right now.
Motherfucker think I'm a joke. You hear my dad say that shit? Somebody's about to die. But Show Enough, what wasn't his best work?
He had hands too.
He
didn't fight nobody.
He didn't fight nobody.
He said everybody else do all the fighting.
Show Enough fought the motherfucker when he brought the briefcase to him. He beat his ass.
He beat that dude's ass and killed that nigga. And that motherfucker on stage when he got on stage and he kicked him, he had the tied headband on.
But his karate wasn't realistic. When you watch it now, you can look at his posture and tell a nigga that no martial art.
He knew something.
Man, his Converse was out there basketballing
on the karate.
Yeah, he knew Chuck Taylor.
That nigga drop stepped in that video. That's not karate.
Yes.
That nigga move his pivot foot. The whole fight.
Ha! That nigga do a hoop move and just put a fist at the end of it.
Nigga, that ain't martial arts,
man.
Nigga.
All I know is
that old metal art lemon fighting you doing, nigga.
Craig.
That old globe trotter footwork you got no work in kung fu, nigga.
With the football shoulder pads on.
This
and it wasn't even shoulder pads. They were the shoulder guard, the foam one. It wasn't even no pads on there.
Show Enough had them sunglasses before Kanye with the shade.
That's right.
What you got for us, Dewan?
Former presidential hopeful Bob Dole has passed away.
Damn.
98 years old.
Bob Dole. Whoa, he was 98?
Yeah, he's most famous for our generation getting dropped in a Tupac song, you know?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton. Mr. Bob Dole. You're too old to understand how the story's told.
You're lame, so I got to hit you with the hot facts.
So.
When I was in my cell. Bob Dole, remember when he fell off stage?
Yeah. Hey, that shit was hilarious. When he fell, I laughed so goddamn
that was
hard.
The oldest fall ever.
I used to be able to do a Bob Dole impression. Bob Dole says to the President of the United States, Bob Dole. Bob Dole says he'll change everything, Bob Dole.
That's how he used to talk.
Bob Dole says it, Bob Dole.
He used to hold that pin because he couldn't really move his arms. So when he fell, he tumbled like.
Yeah. Bob
Dole. World War II veteran, so yeah.
Oh, shout out to Bob Dole.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Bob Dole.
So what took him out, Dewan?
Old age, motherfucker. Was 98 years old.
You sure it wasn't the meatballs?
Shit.
Are you sure it wasn't the meatballs?
The meatballs.
I'm just saying, man. Protect his heart.
Yeah, 98. He lived a full life.
He entered politics the same year as Kennedy.
Damn.
Yeah, 1960.
I had no idea.
I thought he died before Michael Jackson. I thought he'd been dead.
How old is when they start saying that it's natural causes when you die? What is that?
It depends on how lazy the coroner is.
After 8 o'clock.
Here's the thing.
True.
If you don't die in an airplane crash or get shot or hit by a car or anything that involves technology, it's technically natural causes.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Well, even when you get shot, like
if you get
bleeding out, when you have no blood, that's naturally going to die from that.
Hey,
but
yeah.
What I'm saying is the bullet thing is not natural. Now, if you'd have got stabbed by a tree branch and died, that's still a natural cause. Anything that has technology in it, if you die from it, is not a natural cause.
So if a sequoia fall on you, then it's natural
cause.
Because God made
that's
the sequoia.
That's an organic
fall.
Death.
Yeah. Organic
you
can
buy
death.
That death in Whole Foods.
You trip and fall off the side of a cliff, that's still natural cause.
That's natural cause. That's natural clumsiness, but it's still natural cause.
But what if you got artificial sneakers? If you barefooted, that'd be natural cause. But if you out there with some Nikes on.
That's not natural cause.
That's not natural cause. You slip.
Yeah, insurance won't cover that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Nikes on.
Is that what? You technically have to be naked to die of natural causes.
Greg facts, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just saying, let's keep it real on natural, because a lot of people saying shit natural, it ain't natural.
Right. True.
That means nobody pretty much died of natural causes.
If you butt naked.
I mean, who dies butt naked?
A lot of people
did. So I don't know. He can't tell you.
Why are animals allowed to be naked in public and not us?
That make me,
Your dog is a motherfucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Never asked you for a jacket, a pair of pants, nothing. The niggas is always naked. How come he's not weird, but you are if you walk around naked?
Right.
And also, like, when I went to the fair one year,
you went to the fair naked. My wife told me not to do it, but I said, "Fuck it." You want to get in free, don't you? So I was like, I showed up. Dude.
It worked.
Craig went to the zoo to play with the orangutans.
I showed up and showed out at the fair. I didn't have shit on. They loved me. They niggas was chasing me and everything.
Nah, but the last time we was at the fair.
Scratching my back and everything.
It was two zebras fucking. They was fucking right in front of all of us. Yeah, we went to the fair. The zebra just came out like, "Huh." And didn't give a fuck.
Otto's so weird, he think when the police chase him that they really like him a lot. These niggas really fuck with me out here.
They wanted an autograph.
That's what I thought.
Try to give me the pose for a picture.
I mean, these motherfuckers been chasing me for hours. I mean, these niggas must really want to hang out with a nigga.
I got shit to do.
That's Greg Fox, you're taking off.
How difficult do you think it would be to make an on-duty police officer hang out with you? Like, if I just come to the bar with
that's
you.
Easy.
You've done it?
I've done it, yeah.
So that's easy. I just dang
him. You did some Beverly Hills Cop 2 shit? Like, you got Taggart drinking on the clock?
Yeah.
What was the line? What'd you use?
Huh?
What was the line you used?
Like, come hang out. What are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Especially if somebody who's, like, working like a... they're working like a overnight shift on like some
overnight shift.
Yeah, like some.
Where
like,
we going with this, bro?
Right. You want to grab a drink and get out of here?
Yeah. that's all it took was a come hang out.
We're going to private. We can just.
I don't know. Like, I rape polices, okay? I fucked two polices last week on doing it.
Do some naked stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Hey,
no come.
Like Forest Ranger bitches got the best.
it's dirty. It's gritty.
Blaze and Otto gonna have a sunglass and stare off when this shit's over with. Nigga, y'all gonna be looking at each other with y'all glasses.
Shade versus shade.
Bear
would you let your police bitch work pregnant?
What kind of
quit? No.
If your bra was a police bitch and she was pregnant.
In the office. In the office. Not in the field, no.
Long as nobody can sock her in the stomach, don't do no dangerous shit.
She shouldn't be in the field.
Don't chase nobody.
That's a dangerous job.
She already in the field.
It's backup.
You still in the field.
You just stay in the car. Just have her stay in the car.
She can get out. This ain't pimping. Bitch, stay in the car.
She ain't got to go.
That's a good question. Do they put pregnant police in the field? I ain't never seen that.
No, but if the baby dies in the process of protecting or the process of doing the job, who's held accountable for that murder?
It depends on the color of the killer.
The officer.
What I'm saying is, the baby didn't take no oath.
Right.
That's right.
But that baby died in the line of duty.
No one's responsible. The baby's naked, so it died of natural.
Okay.
Go.
If a pregnant cop pulled up, boy, you're not driving off.
Like, I'm running like
gonna
a
catch you? That's what I'm saying.
Bitch, yeah, nigga, she got a radio.
You mean to tell me if
I'm pulling me over? She at your window. I'm saying, or like you said, she, you know what I mean? You on a bike or whatever.
You mean to tell me a bitch pull you over, Ty?
Yeah.
She hop out 8 months pregnant.
Right.
Ask you and start lying. I smell weed in the car. She an asshole police. You not gonna run off on her?
You think that I'm gonna get away? Like,
eight months pregnant?
No. She has a radio. You think she got to chase you? She's like, the motherfucker's going that way. Go get
I'm
him.
I'm out of there, nigga. All right.
I'm out of there. I'm like, pregnant. Nigga, she by herself would ask me to come here. Nigga.
Yeah.
You can make it back to the cop.
I've never let a female officer arrest me. No. I've been arrested a few times. It's never going to happen. People in the world,
so how many?
I will be a fugitive until I die before I let a bitch put me in cuffs.
You going to run from
no disrespect, sis. I'm just saying. That's like a chihuahua bringing a pit bull home in his mouth. It's not supposed to happen.
Why would you?
It ain't supposed to go that way.
Why would you put yourself in a position to where you get hawked down and tackled by the woman? Now you have no fight back at that point. Like,
I'm so adamant. I'm only doing crime in front of female police officers because I know I'm gonna get away. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not even. If I go into a bank and they got a female security guard and I was just there to make a deposit, guess what? It's a robbery now. It's a robbery now.
Set it off.
I'm finna rob this motherfucker with a headlock and a stern voice. Shut up, bitch. Put the money in the bag. I got this bitch. I got her number. Nature's on my side with this bitch. Give me all the money in this motherfucker. You can't let no woman arrest you. Now, if she pulled a gun out, that's different.
Okay, you don't see a gun, you out there.
I'm out there. And it's not a disrespect on the woman. Women are better than us.
If she chase you down and catch you, do you feel bad?
I might kill myself. Okay. Fuck the prison.
Give me the gun.
I don't give a fuck if I'm going to do 2 weeks. If I get caught in the foot chase by a broad, my nigga.
I'm giving my life to God.
She hit you with the open field.
I'm moving to Jerusalem.
And tackle me?
I'm going to be an Orthodox Jew.
And
fuck
tackle
that.
Tackle the shit out of you.
Tackle I'm me? Giving yeah. up nigga shit, period. Yeah. If a bitch catches me on some criminal shit in a foot chase.
Tackle you by the shoulders, not a foot tackle. Grab him by the shoulders and
when your knees give out. You
just, yeah, cat.
Your son won't call you daddy no more if you see a bitch.
Roger! And like, what's up, Eli? What's up, my nigga? You straight?
Yeah.
You straight?
Good. I left you some juice in the
middle. With your bitch ass.
I saw the body cam video on YouTube. I saw how it went down.
Don't fuck my mama no more, nigga. Yeah, you done.
Yeah, you don't deserve that pussy. Mama, he'll kick it. He'll bust in the room while you're fucking your wife. Mama, he don't deserve that pussy.
Get on out of there, bro.
If you don't stop fucking my mama, nigga.
Mama, get on out of here. Talk to this motherfucker.
Nigga, let a bitch catch him. You believe that? Daddy let a bitch catch him.
Wendell, get up. Get up, Wendell.
And she hawked him down, too. Like, she took the right angle and just hawked him.
It's right here on YouTube. Jumped on it's right here, Mom. It's right here on
your grandma called. Your son told me you let a bitch catch you, Blake.
I'm admitting to everything right here. Just the dope, the guns, all that. No court, none. Just take me to jail. So it's over.
I don't think it's a woman that can catch me. I know it's women faster than me, but I'm saying if
Gail Devers can catch you.
I knock that bitch out. Dale, you better not, Gail. You better not. If I run, you better leave me alone, Gail.
That weed girl can catch you for no living.
Oh, yeah. Shakari Richardson,
you will hawk you the fuck down.
Hawk you down.
Hawk you the fuck down.
What's she going to do when she get there?
Right.
Scratch.
Didn't think that far.
Catching me, man, you got to apprehend the nigga, bitch. You might be able to catch up to me, bitch, but what you going to do with me?
You might be able to say it in my face.
You can give it to me, but what you going to do with it?
You can give it to me, but what you going to do?
Well, what? Well, what? What? I'm too strong for that motherfucking bitch. Too strong.
I'm just saying it's the truth, man. It's the truth.
If that stiff arm don't work, you throw it out there, she slap it down and tackle you.
Oh, yeah. She's not that. Slap the stiff arm. She's like, nah.
Again. She's like, slap my ass out of tackle. You ain't Derrick Henry.
I know it's over, man. I'm giving my life to God. That's it.
I've been the law.
You know what I would do if Missy Elliott was chasing me and she caught me?
What?
I would be like, hee hee hee.
I'm out of here, bitch.
I'm juking Missy Elliott, that's for sure.
You juke her?
She go.
If you can't shake Missy Elliott, you don't know.
Yeah, it's over. You do the jukes and they don't work, and she's still like, okay, fuck it. I'm down.
I'm going to drop all my rap snacks.
Oh, man.
That's wild shit, man. Look, man. I want you guys to go to MacWeldon.com.
Right now.
Again,
MacWeldon.com/Craig. MacWeldon.com/Craig. Look, let me tell you something, man. There's a difference between clothes and a daily wear system.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right? MacWeldon is more than clothes. It's a daily wear system.
Talk about
okay.
A daily wear system is a set of clothing that's built to contour your body ergonomically and provides you an aerodynamic, comfortable walk, glide, run, relax, sit down. MacWeldon gives you the best of every type of clothing dynamic you can possibly get. Go to MacWeldon.com/Craig and check out MacWeldon's daily wear system. Yeah, definitely, man. One of my favorite things are the backpacks, man. Very comfortable, ergonomic fit. You know, I walk around with a lot of stuff on daily. I put on my MacWeldon backpack. I get to pushing, and I promise you it feels like I don't even have it on. It's lighter. It's durable. And, you know, it doesn't really hurt my shoulders.
Is it water-resistant? They got water-resistant ones, too?
Of course they do.
I know they do.
MacWeldon.com/Craig. Change your life. Stop wearing clothes and start wearing a daily wear system. Right. Again, stop purchasing clothes and start buying a daily wear system. MacWeldon.com is the world leader in comfortable, ergonomically safe, ergonomically fit, and productivity combined.
MacWeldon
clothing.
Return of the Mac.
MacWeldon.
Return of the Mac.
MacWeldon.
Of the Mac.
MacWeldon.com.
Of the Mac.
MacWeldon.
Of the Mac. Return of the Mac.
MacWeldon.
MacWeldon.
Welding.com. Welding.com.
Get your MacWare.
MacWeldon.
What you got for us, Blaze?
Funny shit, man. So, reading the article, man, and the Daily, and they're talking about relationships, man, women, and they're saying that this dating pool is getting harder and harder, especially with the pandemic and whatnot. I mean, they're scouring all these online sites and whatnot.
Oh, this is specific to Alaska.
Oh, Alaska.
Yeah. So, Alaska dating pool is like hella.
So the women are needing men in Alaska? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
All the mothers died in fishermen accidents.
You out there? If that be the case, you out there? You fellow Alaskan women, I am flying with Alaska Airlines, and I will be
coming in right around that time. Hit me up. Follow me on the Instagram. It's Autobots. I love your life.
Alaskan Airlines. Be at the Alaska airport.
Huh? It's got to be easy to get pussy in Alaska.
Oh. Yeah.
But I wonder, you don't have to be that interested. No. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Here you got to be interested. It's a lot of competition. All you niggas and other motherfuckers, I really got to be a different type of motherfucker to just get some pussy on a regular basis. In Alaska?
You got to know how to fish, at least.
In Alaska.
You got to know how to fish. You can't get no pussy if you don't know how to fish.
All the bitches got cold pussy in Alaska. You can't get none of that cold Alaska pussy. Huh?
In Alaska, don't the sun don't come up sometime?
6 months out of the year.
So some females got a lot of cold nights, huh?
Man, I lived in Alaska.
No sun for 24 hours.
If I lived in Alaska, I'd just talk about Old Town Pasadena. I'd be the most interesting motherfucker down there.
True.
Yeah, they came from Wisconsin. So that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Story. Rocco's.
Exactly. I was on Lancashire.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. So Alaska, if you guys want, if you want Craig Facts Live to come to Alaska, let us know. We'll do a show out that way.
We'll definitely come.
We'll fuck with you, Anchorage and Juneau. We got you.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska's a very interesting place, man. They got like.
We need to post a show on the dating site. That's what.
Yeah, real respect. They got Samoan gangs in Alaska.
They got gangs in Alaska?
Yeah, they got some more Crips out there, and they are not playing. They killing people out there.
Damn.
Yeah, they got
Alaska. Damn. I don't know no people. I don't know nobody. You know anybody in Alaska?
No, I don't know nobody that survived a Samoan Crip attack in Alaska.
I got a couple homeboys in Alaska. Yeah. The homie Wappy is up in Alaska, and homie Terrell Towns. They both from Dina.
Oh yeah.
They in Alaska working, surviving, getting their chip.
What they doing? Just regular work.
Wap doing security. A lot of oil rig shit, and then Terrell, he's in the military or just retired.
Damn. Oh damn.
That's crazy, Alaska.
They ain't got no black cities in Alaska.
Nah.
Yeah, I can do it. But that means he's getting that money if he's staying out there.
Right.
Yeah, that's
too cold.
Yeah.
They pay you how to much? Live there.
$26.
How much is it?
But it
Well, what's your name? You get paid to live in Alaska.
They do.
There's a stipend because it's like the all the resources and the oil and I think it's because of the oil you get paid to live in certain Alaska. Certain Alaskan towns are all Alaska. I don't know the number.
Right. That's like old school Libya.
Like annual, yeah. Something like
that's
that.
Crazy. I would have a there.
Encourage people to come. You know,
yeah, wow.
They pay you. The
population
to come
increase.
To the land of single women.
Thank you. I'm there.
That's right up out of alley, huh?
Yeah.
Your
them
kids
bunnies.
Ain't gonna be shit because they have Eskimo. They're gonna be terrible athletes. But they're gonna be great fishermen.
Great they'll be great.
Langdon.
Hey, that meat fridge is always gonna be full. Little Sam gonna be making his own fishing poles out of tree branches when he like.
That's
four.
Why Trajan Langdon didn't make it.
Yeah, he gonna dig a hole in the ground and catch a mud trout, nigga. 20 feet in the earth, nigga. If you have an Eskimo nigga child, but
Eskimo nigga,
he ain't gonna be fire shit headies. As an athlete.
He can swim. He be a great swimmer. Know why? Because he gonna have some wide feet. His feet gonna look like fins.
He gonna be. Huh?
Is that why Trajan Langdon wasn't shit in the NBA?
He was just black and white. That lived in a military family, but no, he just only had a jumper.
Is that because of Alaska?
Can't dribble in the snow.
But he killed in college, though.
Great point.
They have indoor facilities, Todd.
No, they don't. I don't believe you.
Frozen.
Just roll it to the fishing hole. Now you gotta get that basketball.
I remember seeing on Real Sports one time, like they had like a midnight basketball league in Alaska, like during the summertime. They, it's like midnight, daytime.
They do.
They got like an outdoor league for basketball.
Trash.
Huh? Yeah, they look outdoor trash.
League?
Yeah,
really? Y'all
they look
trash out there. Y'all trash out there.
Yeah, they look like they hoop like autos.
They look like the Jabberwockies out there. Look like breakdance practice out there. All of them. Tie-dyed, average size. Everywhere.
With the basketball just bouncing around.
Quick as a motherfucker, but just no real athletic future if your child is Eskimo, my nigga.
Sounds like a terrible place to live, man.
I'm cool.
Especially if you do them. So what do y'all think, man? What do you say? So, is it possible to have completely monogamous relationships nowadays? What do you guys think about that?
Oh, I plead the fifth.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm married, so yes, it's completely possible to do the right thing at all time. You know what I'm saying? Love your woman, go home when you're supposed to, and call her back all the time. Yeah. That's all I got to say. Yeah, we did.
Well, a study was taken in 2016, man, said that 20% of... all people tried some sort of alternative, lifestyle event, dating outside of their relationships, adding somebody to it. What do y'all think about that, man? They felt like they got married too early or locked down too fast. People start feeling trapped when you're in a situation for a long time.
So all the new stuff they tried, is it working?
What was the result of that shit?
Yeah, is it working?
I wasn't doing none of it.
It's still going on.
Well, yeah, I'm still... I'm still measuring myself too, and I think it's a great thing, you know, to be polyamorous or, you know, poly. The other things I don't know, but the poly part, that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
So that's cool.
Yeah, probably cool.
You cool with your girl bringing another nigga in?
Yes.
Wow. Knocking her down. Whoa. Wow. The way he said yes. And close the door. No, 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 baby. You can leave. Come on in here, bro.
He got me.
That nigga Blaze had a twinkle in his glasses.
Especially if it's established, it's understood in the beginning. Yeah, I mean, she going to live.
If he's stylish.
No, it's going to be established in the beginning.
He got style. Come here, bro.
And yeah,
baby, you can leave.
If I can live, she definitely can live. You know what I'm saying? Just as long as we communicating. That's all. That's really what it is.
Live together.
Communicating, living together, and we working together. We working toward a common goal. So if we ain't working together, then you know, then
work while your girl getting fucked in the room with a nigga. You in another room?
We making money. We're business partners too. We still, me and her are still business partners. Good. Yeah.
All right, so.
You fixed the nigga plate and everything.
Nah. I warm him up a taco snack. You know what I'm saying? But so, I won't fix the plate.
If you fellas is out there,
I don't be trying to borrow his clothes and shit. Man, she should fuck him away, man.
Nigga stylish.
You mind if I use those pants? Them are nice pants.
So if you fellas is out there, man, and y'all want to, you know, smash all those girls, and you down with a little bit of butt.
No.
Stuff.
No. 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 No.
With some stuff. You with some stuff.
Some butt stuff. A little butt stuff.
This ain't an open invitation.
Oh, okay.
Nah, nah, nah.
Private invitation.
Yeah, all this.
What's your girl look like? I don't, let me see. Yeah.
Snaps. What do you think? Hey, snaps.
Yeah, so you saying that monogamous relationships are bringing people in, like, occasionally or, like, to stay?
Well, everybody got, you know, I'm sure they all working out their own different, you know, rules of engagement and whatnot, but just the fact that, you know, I'm thinking that they put a lot of pressure on these men. That, you know, let's get married, this and that already. Now 20 years down the line, and, you know. I mean, I'm glad the communication is going on. They can say they're bored or they're having fun or they're not having fun or whatnot. But, yeah, that ain't talking about adding, you know, other people into play, whether it's temporary or does that have a bearing on which way you go?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it don't got a bearing on which way I go. But I mean, like, I don't know. I guess if it works for your relationship. I mean, every relationship is different. You know what I mean? You may have the old school that say, nah, it's just me and you. We're going to ride it out. You may have the new school that say, you know what? Like Bob said, you know what I mean? We're going to rock it out, all three of us. Or you can have you know what I'm saying?
Not me.
We're going to rock it out?
Not me.
That's nasty.
I'm talking relationship.
Yeah, come here. We're going to rock out.
I'm talking relationship.
It don't rock out. How come you rock it out? My rock out. If you rock out, if I rock out, we rocking out.
Nah, whoever's still hard at the end of the night.
I'm tired of being old nigga with my rock out in the room. Nah. Rock out, nigga.
Have a hard on.
Rock out, nigga.
Rock tournament.
Hey, can't you be just me? Rock out, nigga, please.
We're here now.
Hurry up.
I can't be the only one.
Can you hang?
Nigga? I cannot be the only one. Nah.
This nigga dick little the motherfucker, man. Rock back in.
Get him
I said rock out, but rock back in.
Put your pants up. Go outside.
Nigga too small. Let me see right now before you come in here.
Five niggas with bigger dicks, baby. Come on.
It just comes down pretty much to whatever you know you decide in your relationship. You know what I mean? Whatever your rules are, that's what it comes down to. You feel what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it.
Because the dick's too small.
This motherfucking dick bigger than mine, bitch. What are you trying to do?
Rock away.
Fuck it.
Rock back.
You gotta say fuck it at the end. Fuck it though. Fuck it.
Yeah. Renegotiate the terms.
As long as he don't nut in your bitch, it's all right. Wow. If he nut in her, it's his bitch.
You can't do none of that.
Right?
How with you motherfuckers? I guess. You gonna sit there waving this nigga?
Oh, you better. I know you better pull out. I know you better. Oh, nigga. Oh, the disrespect.
And how far?
You can't win.
Oh, hell no.
How far do you go to make sure?
Right. It's something.
I don't be right on. Hey, right, in there. I don't be sitting right there with his ass on her titties facing the nigga while you fucking her. and right when he about to come, that nigga Otto push him off.
Like he breaking up a UFC fight.
I don't. I, I, I,
so I don't sit on the bitch. I don't sit on this bitch's chest while niggas fuck her. Indian style. You watching.
See?
Oh, nigga, I see you shaking.
For the most part.
Rocking up so fast.
For the, I mean, more
down,
like,
slow down. Slow down.
Nah, for the most part, more likely it won't be other penises in the room. This is not this.
Could you sit on your wife's chest while you fuck her?
Hell no.
That is good. I don't be sitting up there, got mad because he got knocked off one time. You done rocked it so hard, I done fell off. I done fell off the bit. You showing out now. You showing out.
Oh, man.
That's some funny shit, right there. That a fade, that's an instant fade.
Nigga, what?
If he knock you off.
My nigga.
Oh, oh.
That's the line.
Hey, that's
the line that needs to be crossed.
I wouldn't be riding it.
He rolled back. That's
I would
shut
be
up, Todd.
Hold
on,
motherfuckers. I got to end the show. That's been this episode of Craig Facts. If we owe you something, you can get it from God. We'll go to the... No.